Warning, this podcast may contain bad language and content that some listeners may find offensive. And offensive within dreams, and dreams within dreams, within dreams, within dreams. And multiple dream levels.
Santi made me watch that. And I still don't really get it. I know. In dreams within dreams. And yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Okay, well, two people didn't like the film. One person doesn't get it. And this is an episode about dreams, so this is going to be good.
Welcome to Seesaw Podcast
with your hosts, T, Cleves, and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome back to Seesaw Podcast, the show that is the wet dream of all podcasts.
He went there.
That's a good intro.
What do you expect anything else from me?
It's you know these episodes where it's just T. Cleves and Selena P. It's going to be
off the cuff.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
Okay, let's do our check-ins slash what's going on slash whatever. Selena won't be offended by me asking her.
Why are we recording on a Sunday, Selena?
Because I'm very busy these days. It's too much work.
Great content, guys. Yep. Anything of
isn't it? Note? Oh, yeah. I went to Crufts. That's more interesting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's talk about Crufts. I don't know why I was so excited about Crufts. What was the largest dog you saw and what was the smallest dog you saw?
Oh, my God.
Let's use the word see hypothetically.
Yeah. No,
what was the largest dog you touched?
Yeah, they have a discovery zone, right? So you can touch like all 300 different breeds of dogs. Probably even more than that. There was hundreds and hundreds. We were like there for about 3 hours just touching dogs.
My question at this point is, right, when is a dog breed and not just a mongrel?
No, these are all purebloods. So a mongrel's like a mix of different breeds, but at Crufts,
yeah, mudbloods,
it's all...
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say that.
It's not real. It's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter racism. You can't say that.
It's not dog racism, though, is it?
No, it's not. So, did you get to touch a Great Dane?
Yeah.
They are big.
Did you get to touch one of those wolf dogs?
Yeah, Irish Wolfhound. Yeah,
no,
I did.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. More wolfy than that. Oh, husky. That's husky. What I'm thinking of.
I don't think I touched a husky, but they were there.
What about that? What about an Akita? Because they're basically huskies.
Oh, I don't know. There were so many. And honestly, like, there's... You have this terrier, that terrier, this other terrier. It's like there's loads of different types of retrievers, like American Labrador and all kind of thing. And there's like this giant dog that looked like a really big Labrador, apparently. I think it was a Bernese Mountain dog. It looks like an 80-kilogram Labrador.
Did you touch them all, though? Like, was it like Pokemon? You touched them all?
Yeah, you can. You can touch them all and stroke them and...
Did you complete the set is what I'm asking. Like, if you had a little card, did you tick them all off? A Pokédex, if you will.
You could get, I think you could get stickers from like each one if you wanted. So like you could have had a collection saying that I stroked to what's it at Crufts. Like they had them all. I stroked a poodle at Crufts. I stroked a toy poodle at Crufts. I stroked a miniature poodle at Crufts. You know, there's all sorts.
I definitely would have got that card and made the sticker thing.
And that's why the line is so slow. The people doing that.
But toy dogs are tiny, aren't they? They're like the size of your fist. I don't know.
That's not quite that small, but
maybe I'm thinking of hamsters.
Yeah. You're definitely thinking. Yeah. How did Riley find it?
Oh yeah.
He enjoyed it. He's a veteran at Crufts. He was volunteering there before I even had him as a guide dog. When he was guide dog puppy, he volunteered on the puppy, not on the puppy stand, on the guide dog stand.
Wait, so he's been stroked by other people?
Yes.
Ooh,
pat and chat, they call it, actually, at the guide
pat
dog stand.
Pat and chat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm learning a lot today. I hope you disinfected him.
Well, I was thinking that if there was any dodgy dog diseases going around, he would have caught something.
Yeah.
That's how you got to move it.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I don't let people touch Ted. I don't want disgusting people touching my dog.
Yeah, they're all disgusting. A lot of them might be very clean.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't want to get malaria for someone.
Malaria?
Which is not how that's transmitted.
It's a mosquito bite.
If I touch my dog, mosquito might fly out of their hair and bite me. I don't know.
You're not up for the pat and chat then, are you?
The chat, but no pat.
Yeah. My dog in one of those like clear boxes. He's just sitting in there. You can look at him, just don't touch him.
It's more like a talk and walk.
Yeah.
Keep moving, Bessie. Yeah. Okay. Enough about Selena's interesting life. Please, what's been going on with you?
I ate some blue crisps today. They're not made from blue potatoes. I'm fairly certain of that. They were bright fucking blue.
Bright blue. Right.
There's a lot of blue colouring in that.
I didn't like them. So Cleese has an entire bag to get through. And I am just busy with work. Shall we go on with the topic of the week?
I feel like it's well overdue.
So this week, we are going to be talking about dreams, dreaming and all things. Well, not all things that, but how do blind people dream? What do they dream? How do your dreams change with sight loss? All of these various interesting things. I will.
So patronizingly.
I will preface this with much love to the entire community. And I say that sincerely.
At the expense of Selena.
People who see, we're not going to be talking about the meaning of dreams or anything like that. Because those sort of people who try to find meaning in dreams are fart sniffers who really don't know anything about how biology works.
We can talk a little bit about meaning of dreams.
No, dreams mean nothing. They absolutely mean nothing.
Wow.
Scientifically, they mean nothing.
Really?
No, the study of dreams has been going on for over 80 years, and nothing has been discerned about their meaning. It's just literally a fart factory of the brain trying to just piece things together. And like sometimes coincidences, like people are, oh, coincidentally, that's that and that's that. It's like, okay, yes, of course. If you're stressed about work and you've been working a lot, you're going to dream of work. It doesn't
matter. Have you had the one where your teeth fall out, though?
That's a lot of reoccurring dreams for people. Also, where there's a man at the end of the bed and they try and grab you.
Yep. And also being chased by something and not being able to move as quick as you normally would be able to. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yes, ooh, they mean...
I'm glad you said that. Anyway.
They mean nothing. There is no reason to them. It's just where you go into REM,
it's the brain... the end of the world as we know it.
I see what you did, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, even Selena got that one. Yeah. Shit, it's very rare that you get one of my references. Yeah. Nice.
So we're not going to go into necessarily the meaning of dreams. This isn't going to be the, oh, my God, I dreamt I was a baby, but I was also my father sort of dreams, which mean fucking nothing. Like,
I think we're hearing about your dreams a lot here, but carry on.
No.
We're definitely hearing about you.
The dreams mean nothing. But there is a lot of interesting things that go around dreams, especially when it comes to sight loss, about whether you dream and what you dream, especially over a sight loss journey. And that's what we're going to be jumping into and how dreams change based on that. So
that's a very low preface.
Now that I have alienated the spiritual cultural society, those incense wafting.
Wow, you're just going to carry on with that?
Weenies.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for having incense. Just overpowering. Again, not knock it. You do you.
No. That's too late. Yeah,
you do you. I'm just not going to engage in it.
Backtrack through this entire episode and cut it all. Yeah.
So let's start off. Dreams are a visual sort of medium, like essentially, but if you don't have any like vision to show like your mind, how does that work? And, of course, I've always had sight. Cleves, you've had sight. Selene, you have had diminishing sight. So I think if we start off with...
I like how mine was harsher.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, I've had diminishing sight, and so has Cleves. But at the same time, like, you call yourself proper blind.
Yeah, but I have had sight. Like, yeah. Come on.
That's what I mean. So I think if we start off with yourself, Selene, like, since you have become proper blind... Have you noticed that your dreams have changed?
You better say yes, otherwise this episode is fucking done.
That's amazing, right?
That's a no, then.
You quoted this. You're the one who wants to do this episode, Selena, and I thought it wasn't the best idea.
That's how it's all coming out.
I rolled with it because you said that this is the episode.
The only thing he rolled was his eyes.
Yeah, that's
right. But... So, do you know, I got this idea of this topic from a very well-known charity friend of ours, and they did a little bit on it, and I thought, why not? Why don't we do that? But the thing is, when I could see, like, partially sighted see, I was a child, and I don't really remember my dreams as a child, but I assume, though, I was quite normal. But now I'm proper blind. I still see in my dreams. I see, but I don't see as well. I don't see at the level of vision that I had when I was younger, but I see well enough to get around, if you know what I mean. I never use a cane or a guide dog. Like, I will walk around quite confidently, but then sometimes I'm aware that, oh, I can't actually see that well until, like, I get closer up to stuff. But I can still see images and pictures and make up places and make up faces of, like, so people that I haven't seen since being blind, I have created an image of them in my head that appears in my dreams.
Like a Mr. Burns sort of image.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say I'm completely bald. I don't have like the.
Yeah, but you said when it grows like that, it grows like that. So, like Mr. Burns.
I shave it off because it does.
Okay. But yeah, my dreams have changed somewhat, but they don't reflect what I see or don't see in the real world.
So this would be a much more interesting topic if we had a proper blind person from birth.
I know. That.
Lucky for you, you guys, I did some research.
By that, he means he Googled it.
Yeah.
Just now.
That is what research is, right, these days?
Yeah, okay.
They still dream.
They still dream. However, according to Google, they basically just sort of form blurred images or pictures of what they think stuff might look like.
I don't know how they can have any idea of image that you've never seen, though. Like,
does that have an imagination, guy?
Yeah, but if you've never seen anything, I don't know how. I mean, it'd be fascinating if someone could depict what they see in their minds. I've no idea what of color or.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's mad.
I agree, yeah. If you've never seen the colour red, how are you ever going to quantify red?
Well, I know people associate. So, like, they'll think green is related to nature. You associate like that, but because that's what people, you know, green grass, green trees. But how they actually visualise that, or not necessarily visualise, perceive it, I don't know.
And I think that's the thing, though, isn't it? It's like if you've never seen colour, like, you can make those associations. But it's not like they're gonna. It's not like a blind person will see blue, and they'll think, "Oh, that's red to me." It's just like they have no reference of any color. They might have reference to light if they have light perception, but if you've never seen a color, you don't know what color is. So you can have those associations, but it's not necessarily gonna make.
You're right. You're both right.
Yeah.
People who have had total blindness from birth may understand colours as a concept rather than be able to imagine them.
So, yeah, like you say, they associate it with nature or, you know, the sky or the sea or that kind of stuff.
But it's not like they're not associating, like they're not thinking, oh, green is nature, therefore I know green, so everything in nature is green. But there's no reference for that colour. So if you say to someone who's like, not a blinky, oh, green is associated with nature, the blind people, they're going to think in their heads, oh, like a green, that's what they think of. And no, they don't. Like, they don't think of any colour. If they've never seen it, they're not going to think of anything. So I'd be curious to know what the other senses are like when it comes to blindness. Is it just like audible nonsense?
Do you think they associate colours with smells? We're really just speculating.
I don't know. I don't smell something and think, oh, that smells red. What?
I don't know. Sometimes I smell something and I think, that smells like shit, probably brown. Yeah, again, smell grass, smells green.
But not the green anyone else is thinking of.
Well, yeah, true. Sorry. We've really dropped the ball here, haven't we, with people that, you know.
Sorry, listeners.
So getting back onto dreams, like, I've never had full sight in my dreams, and I've always had a visual impairment. So to clear that up, as someone who has always had shit sight, I've never been able to see, like, your brain takes what you have as your reality. So although my brain might be capable of generating it, like, and giving me full sight, and it might have that capacity, because it has no reference point for that in my day to day, I am always visually impaired in my dreams. Is it better sometimes? I don't know. Is it worse sometimes? Definitely. Like, sometimes I have worse sight from dreams than I would normally. But that's usually, you know, like I said, but I'm going for a sinus journey, and your brain churns out like porridge based on what you're concerned about. So that's obviously going to come up as an aspect of that. But for someone who, you know, only has one working eye, and I used to have two working eyes, I don't remember what it was like to have two working eyes, and my brain knows that. And
you don't?
No.
That's interesting.
I don't remember what it was like to have two working eyes, and my dreams reflect that.
When did that happen, though? Because I've been blind in my right eye since I was two, and I can't understand at all how people see out of two eyes.
Mid-teens, probably.
All right. That's weird.
So, but I have no recollection of that. That was over 20 years ago. And it's just sort of phased away. And
you say over 20 years ago, but I've only had light perception for nearly 20 years now. So, and I can still...
Not competition,
Selena. I'm just saying that, like, I've not forgotten what it is like.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
To see.
True, but this is the other thing that there's no way of quantifying or explaining. When you think of the color red, is that actually the color red, or is it more orange or yellow?
I go Ferrari red straight away when you said red. I thought of Ferrari red.
Okay, but the color you see in your head, if we were to take that in...
That's what I saw. Yeah, it's exactly head, exactly Ferrari red.
The same, like, if I put it next to a Ferrari, it might be.
Yeah.
It might not be.
Like, it will
brain,
be.
The brain does... okay, that's absolutely fine.
I get your point there, T. But people might think a certain colour is a certain colour, but in actual fact, compared to someone that's fully sighted, it's
not. Yeah, that's what I mean. We could pluck that out and have a fully sighted person, and what you think is red might be yellow to them. But we don't know, because there's no...
No, I remember my colours.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but the point is, you don't know that the colours that you were seeing were exactly the same as what a fully sighted person would see.
No, true, because colour. You know when I used to play Uno, I used to get my blues and greens mixed up when my sight started to go, like, in my teens. I did struggle with that. No, that's silly when you look at it, but yeah, I don't know why.
And on that, I know at one point in my future, I may lose all my sight. And, like, in 20 years, I might be thinking of brown and thinking, oh, yeah, that's definitely red. But then I'm going to convince myself that that is what it is. But if I was to go into my head and pluck that out as like a swatch, like a color swatch, and show it to the world, they might go and be like, no, that's not red. But to me, that is. And that's what matters. And that's all that matters. So, Cleves, dreams, go.
Yeah, this is going to really suck for me because I'm a massive legend. I don't spend a lot of time in REM land. Which is rapid eye movement. Looked that up as well.
I also said that earlier.
Clearly, it was edited out. It didn't happen.
Don't think you dare delete that earlier in the edit. So he so seemed like a smarty.
We'll see what happens. anyway, usually when I awake, I have no recollection of my dreams, or I have recollection of my dreams for about 5 to 10 minutes and then they're gone.
Really?
Yeah, I could not really tell you what it is I dream about. The only sort of reoccurring dream that I have vague consciousness of is the one where you can't move as quickly as normal.
But that's because I need to get shit done, and I can't get it done as fast as I'd like.
That's also down to like instincts of like preservation as well. It's been linked to instincts of preservation, where being able to move quickly is really
analyzing dreams.
I know.
Heart sniffy bullshit.
This is one thing that like studies have shown. The whole like being slower is like a reflex to make you strive to be better and stronger in life, because of like historical predators and things like that, survival of the fittest. It's a way of giving your boot up the arse to be able to run faster, lift more. By making you feel weak, you will have the response of getting stronger, which means you'll survive better.
Sure.
So
let's just say if I don't become a predator.
You already are a predator.
I passed my DRB check or whatever it's called.
I like how you combined both of them. DRS.
No, DBS. What are you on about?
DBS, and it used to be CRB.
Used to be CRS.
There you go. I passed both. Shut up.
Okay.
I was going to ask though, but now you can't answer it. It's like, because you're night blind, well, you're both night blind, can you see at night in your dream if you have nighttime dreams in your dreams?
No.
You can't see at night.
See,
I don't have that issue.
Again, I don't remember dreams really.
But... doing a whole bloody topic on this, and you two can't remember your dreams.
We said this in advance, Selena.
Yeah, but I didn't think that's what you meant. I just thought it's from your like visual perspective.
I can remember. I don't, like I said, like, I don't have better sight in my dreams, and that goes to night blindness as well. But I will say that I don't really dream at. I don't dream at night.
But you daydream.
But my dreams are generally more slanted towards my visual ability. So I can't think of many past situations where I might have had a dream and it be at night, because I think my brain probably wants to have those visual things there to like puke up all of the random nonsense that it wants to do. And that's a visual aspect. And if it was a night scene, it wouldn't be able to do that to mess with me.
Okay. What about daydreams?
What do you mean, having a nap? AKA.
No. When you daydream, you just drift off and you think of stuff in your head. Daydreams?
Can't talk about those on the podcast.
You mean having an imagination?
Well, yeah, I guess
yeah,
so. Bit,
yeah.
But not necessarily having an imagination.
I mean, that's what a daydream is, isn't it?
No, because I can play stuff out in my head that's essentially a dream, but whilst I'm awake.
Right. So you would imagine something's going to happen.
Yeah, like conversations with people.
But it's not imagination.
No. Well, it's a daydream.
Okay.
A dream is an imagination as well. If you.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
About thinking about things.
Anyway, when you think about stuff in your head.
Right.
Can you see then?
Our dreams are subconscious thoughts.
Yeah, it's subconscious thoughts. Yes. It's exactly the same.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I disappoint you.
I don't know. Like, so when I used to be, I'm not anymore. I used to be quite into maths and loved doing maths at school. And as my sight deteriorated, I could actually do long algebra in my head because I could just visualize it all and move all like your letters and numbers around, like all in my head. Like I could visually see it.
Can you still do that now, Selena?
Yeah, like if I think of stuff, like if I'm doing quick maths in my head, I visualize the numbers.
Do you think of it in braille form?
No.
Or in regular type?
In print.
Do you think a proper blind person from birth would... How do they see the numbers?
Because I don't know, but they a lot of them have very good memories because they have to use their memory. A lot of blind people have to use your memory, don't you? For different things. We have to remember a lot of things compared to sighted people about where things are or, you know, that probably take for granted. So I imagine they can do similar.
But like the way you're thinking of long division, how are they visualizing that in their head? I mean, it's a bad word because they're not visualizing it. but are they thinking of it as in the sensation of the dots under their fingers?
Maybe.
And like working it out that way as their cue? Because I'd be curious to know that. Or does it just bypass that and they just like have to concentrate and then they get the number? I've never did like mathematics with Braille. So I don't even know what that would be.
I imagine they just teach you how to use Google these days.
Well, think back when I was a lad.
We had to use a calculator.
You can do mathematical Braille.
Okay, so have we got sleep? Anything else?
Sleep. Should we go on to sleep?
Sleep. Okay, let's chat about sleep in general.
What are your favourite pyjamas?
I don't wear pyjamas.
Sexy pictures for the podcast.
But I will say that I've always had problems with sleep.
And pyjamas, apparently.
And pyjamas. I've always had issues with sleep. At one point, I was told my nystagmus was a contributing factor, but then that was said by another specialist at another point to not be true. So I don't really know if the nystagmus is...
If your eyes are wobbling, does that mean you're spending more time in your whatever REM stood for?
It's different. REM is like twitching, not wobbling.
I'm sorry. Pray tell. Tell me what the difference is.
So nystagmus wobbling is they just sort of like vibrate.
Right.
Whereas REM, you're like flick left and right, up and down. Like they'll be like you're trying to look at something on the ceiling and then the floor, then the ceiling, then the floor, then the left and stuff like that. They are wildly, like they're huge movements. Whereas my nystagmus, I can still focus on like a central point. The eyes will move, but I'm not moving my focus. It's not like I'm looking at the timer here on Twitch of how long we've been live. And then every now and again, it'll just flick and I see you for a brief second. And then it goes back to it. That's not how nystagmus works. They just sort of like vibrate. And well, unless I'm not focusing on something, in which case they will go absolutely apeshit, in which case I don't notice it anyway.
Your eyes are moving rapidly.
Yeah, potentially.
Anyway.
So yeah, have problems sleeping. That's all I want to say. But there's many things that can go into that.
But is that due to your eye condition?
Well, there's no way of saying, is there? A lot of people have issues sleeping. Yeah.
Well, melatonin is an issue for
What's
blind
melatonin?
People. Stuff.
Melatonin.
It's a natural
is that when they inject
chemical.
Melons and steroids?
I think you can get melatonin from melons.
No, you can't.
You
no,
can.
You absolutely fucking can't. Melatonin.
Ridiculous is what I said.
You can get it in kiwis, in like that luminous food. Any food that's like luminousy.
Yes, if you eat the flesh, yes.
Yeah, that does have melatonin in it. It's not just in the sun.
Come from somewhere, right?
Yes. But do you eat the flesh of a melon?
Could.
But do you?
Not personally.
What do you mean, do you eat the flesh of the melon? The juicy
like the
bit.
Like, skin. Like the
that's
skin
the, skin.
The skin.
That's not the flesh.
Do you eat the skin of it?
No, not personally.
And there you go. Like the sunlight ain't getting in through that
people
skin.
People eat the skin
it?
Of a kiwi.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe yeah, they do.
Freaks.
But not melons.
But yeah, melatonin. It's a big issue for blind people.
Yeah, melatonin is necessary for sleep, but you can supplement it.
What eye conditions are more susceptible for lack of melatonin?
I believe it has to have contact with the retina. So if you have detached retina... if your optical nerves aren't functioning either, like it's from the retina to the brain and stuff like that. So,
like, how confident of this are you?
No, this is just from what I've heard.
I think if you can't see the sun, it's an issue.
How
that's my understanding.
There's an eclipse if you can't see the sun. Cleves, you don't have problems sleeping, do you?
I can literally sleep anywhere.
Like, can you,
mate? I sleep in cinemas. Like if you put me in front of a, yeah, just put me in a stand anywhere. To be fair, I can sleep at sports events. I can sleep in cinemas. Like I am.
Can you sleep in a car? Are you one of those?
Oh yeah. I sleep in the car. I sleep on a train. I sleep on a bus. I've missed my stops on numerous occasions. both on buses and trains. Just because I've fallen asleep, you know, you sit down in your chair, it's nice little, just nod off. Spent most of the flight on the way back from Vegas being asleep. Reclined the entire way. Absolutely zero qualms of me going to sleep.
Wow.
Selena, sleeping problems.
I don't have problems sleeping because I have a very rigid routine and I have done for some time. So come 9 o'clock, I'm like, that's it. I'm ready to sleep. Yeah, yeah.
What time do you get up?
Generally, I naturally wake up around 6:30. Between normally 6 at the earliest, but around 6:30, latest probably 7.
A lot of sleep.
Naturally, that's a routine. My body's just trained itself. So
that's 9 to 10 hours.
I'm the same, but I normally go to bed around 11:30.
I start falling asleep about, like, I feel tired about 9. Ideally, I'm asleep by 9:30, 10 at the very latest.
Not ideally. When was the last time you went on a night out?
Oh my God, I just can't cope. Because I still wake up. I still wake up at 6 or 6:30, even if I go to bed late. I feel terrible because I'm not enough sleep.
Well, I have trouble sleeping. I barely sleep.
But I'd rather over insomnia. Like, God, it sounds awful. Like, yeah, what
I've been
people
in a room
have
with you when you have definitely slept.
Yes. I'm not saying I don't I'm not claiming I have some superpower or curse where I do not sleep. But there's often times where I will go to sleep at 11:30 and I'll fall asleep at, say, maybe 3 a.m.
Is your mind busy?
Are you looking at your phone?
No.
No, blue screens.
I'm literally just lying there.
You can't just lie there and nothing happen.
There's many times where I do get up, but yeah, I don't sleep a lot. I try.
Try melatonin.
Maybe. I've got to eat more melons, apparently.
Skin.
Yeah. Send your melon skins to me. Well, we're running out of time here.
Okay, so to finish off, what's your favourite kind of melon?
The yellowy ones.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah.
I like those yellow wrinkly ones.
Wrinkly ones?
Yeah.
You know, like the skin's a bit wrinkly.
Yellow. Yeah, I can't remember what they're called. Fuck.
Yeah, they not the like solid them. Smooth Honeydew. Ones.
Yeah. You are? Honeydew, yeah, they are honeydews. Huh. Yeah.
That was the only other melon outside of watermelon.
Yeah, there's only three.
Yeah.
Apart from cucumbers, which are actually melons as well.
Wow, strong.
No, this is too much. Melon family.
You're part of a melon family.
And on that note, we are stopping now. Thank you for joining us on Twitch, and.
We apologize.
We apologize for whatever the episode was.
Hopefully, it didn't send you to sleep.
Yeah. I might use it.
If it did, keep using it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Blame Selena. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us. So if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. And you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience.